ladies could do.
Okay. Okay. Yes, they could. They could come if they want to also. Okay. Today we're going to start what I think is going to be four parts about washing dishes. The way I see it, I have it in my notes broken into four parts. That's the thing I'm going to do it. Is that the first is going to be just some background and some principles and understanding what the Mechaber and the Rambam say, just some of that stuff, just understand what's going on so we can know where we're going. Then we're going to talk about washing dishes in a sink, like milk and inflation, so crushing and shaking the same sink. Then home dishwashers and then commercial dishwashers. Okay, so and each one of those, they're all built on this first time. The rules, so to speak, the dinim, is really what goes on, is behind it. And then we'll see how they apply in each of those scenarios. I think realistically, I'm only going to do the first one today, although that'll probably be shorter, and then do each of the other parts afterwards. Okay, so the first thing we have to do is, because really everything hangs on, and that's why it's in Siman Tzadi Hei, is, remember, Siman Tzadi Hei started with the dinim of Nat Barnat. This is a continuation of those dinim. Okay, so first I'm going to review when we did Nat Barnat, which was two times ago in this series. We came out that there are eight rules of Nat Barnat. For our purposes, anyhow, of course, there may be more details, but to us there are eight primary rules, and that is like this. The rules go like this. This is a Chazara, it's a slide from that time also, and it's like this. Nat Barnat means is that if this heter, let's say milchigs or fleishigs, that was absorbed into a kli, it has to be heter. If it's isser, it doesn't work. If this heter, and the heter is not charif, then what happens is the tam of the heter, the heter gets absorbed into a kli, and then from there into another food. So, and it's not a double charif. Then that tam of heter becomes so weakened that when it would go into another food, if you cook a food afterwards, that food could be eaten with milk. Okay, that's what Nat Barnat means. So there's the first two hard rules, so that has to be heter and not double charif. Third rule is, you're not supposed to set up Nat Barnat lechatchila, except if there's three knots, okay, except if there's Nat Barnat Barnat, then that's okay, then you could set up, then you're allowed to make Nat Barnat lechatchila. Okay, now, if Nat Barnat, this is just a quick chazar, I'm sure you all remember this from this time, but okay, if Nat Barnat is Aidi Bishul, then even if it was made already, you can't eat it with power, you can't eat it with the milchuk food. As opposed to beforehand, you were supposed to set up a Nat Barnat, but once you did it, you could eat it with milk. It's mutl chachil to do it, but not if it was ayde bishul. Even if it's ayde bishul, you could put it into a pot that had previously held something milchigs in it. That's okay, as long as there's not into actual milchigs. It doesn't make a difference. It doesn't, Nat Barnat ayde bishul is not negir if the kli was ayde binyam. You don't have to worry about Nat Barnat ayde bishul if it was ayde binyam. Okay. And the last thing is that all the rules of Nat Barnat are only, the kulas of Nat Barnat is only if it's a bliya. But if there's any residue, any food left behind, then there's no Nat Barnat. Nat Barnat only works if we're talking about a bliya and not pe'en. And all these, I don't know if every single one of them, but just about all eight of these rules are going to come into play maybe not today, but in the next few times. Each one of those things are going to make a difference. Okay, Nat Barnat is very important to that. Again, that's why it's halacha gimel and dalet of this siman, because it's connected to halacha alef and beis, which are about Nat Barnat. Okay, so now the beginning din, the din of this sif says like this. What happens if we...
Like double charif, even if the bli is a double charif, I thought
No, no, it's the blia that counts. The thing that goes in, it doesn't, Nat Barnat means it gets weakened. As it goes through many knots, it gets weakened. If what goes in is charif, then that doesn't happen. I don't remember. I'm confused. I think it's what goes in, but you're confusing me now. No, that's for a different reason. You think that's not...
It's not Nat Barnat. Because Moshe is
not... Okay, so maybe I'm wrong.
The bli is hard.
Okay, the answer, I don't remember. Okay, I don't remember. Okay, we'll look it up later. I don't remember. Okay. So now the Mechaber talks about, let me go back to Shmuel, even though you have to watch me go negative through all this stuff. Okay, the Mechaber is like this. If you have, I don't know. They wash their dishes in a sink, in a pot that was sitting on the fire. okay, or it was in a kli mishnah that had just been taken off the fire. They had a big pot of hot water, and they would wash the dishes in it. So the mechav is like this. If you take fleshig dishes, and you wash them in a milchig pot, well, the other way around, same idea, okay, then the dishes stay kosher. Okay, you have a pot, a kli mishnah, it's on the fire, or it's a kli mishnah, then the din is that it's mutter. What?
Were dishes originally dirty when you put them in there?
No, we're going to get to that in a second. The dishes, Chava's going to say that. I'm going to get to that.
Why am I washing clean dishes?
That's a really good question. I have no idea why you're washing clean dishes. That's a really good question.
No, there's two levels. There's soaking, there's washing, and there's rinsing.
A three-compartment sink. I don't think Chava had a three-compartment sink. I don't know. I don't understand. It's a good question. Because at the end, he's going to say, yeah, but forget it. Hey, guys, if it's dirty, then it doesn't work. So what?
And then the third level was in the rinse cycle.
Right. So when we get to the next three times, we talk about third and fourth dishwashers. There's going to be a negate. This is very good to be a negate. Why they did it, I'm clueless. Okay. So what happened is like this. So you wash the milchig plate in a fleshig plate in a milchig pot. Of course, it would work the same, the opposite. So it's not banat. Why? Because the tam that was absorbed into the fleshig plate only has a blia of fleshigs in it. Right? It's not a piece of meat. It has a blia of fleshigs. So that's one knot. Then the tam goes from there into the water. The tam goes from the meat into the plate. And from the plate into the water, that's not bar knot. You can eat even with milk hugs. You can eat that water even with cheese. So if it goes to the milchig pot, it doesn't cause any problems. Okay? And the same, the opposite. The tam that's in the milchig pot, what's milchig about? Because you cooked cheese in there a minute ago. Okay, so that was a bli into the air, it goes into the water, that's not banat, and it's milchig, that's the mechaber says. That's considered not banat, and it's no problem. Okay? Now, the Rama says, no, I don't buy that. Okay, the Rama says, it's not true. Well, it's a milchig rishonim, of course. He says it doesn't qualify for not banat. He doesn't say why, but the Tosfos has two reasons why it is, what's behind this thing, why it should not be not banat. One is that sometimes the fleshig plate will bang right into the milchig pot, and the tam will transfer straight from the plate into the pot. Okay, so, you won't have the water to take it in between. Well, the other version is that tam from the plate and from the pot come together into the water. Okay, the point of both of these answers is, okay, it's a shayla taz and shach, which one is the ikur answer, but not so relevant. The point for us is like this. If the milchigs and fleshigs meet each other, then they become iser. So the first reason, you can only say not barnat if it's heter. So if it would just be milchigs or milk just be fleshigs, then we'd be fine. The problem here is that the milchigs and fleshigs are going to bang into each other and become possible chol, either because the plate touches the pot and the tam goes straight from one to the other, so it's possible chol, or the milchigs and fleshigs meet in the water and then again becomes possible chol. Okay, the end result will be is that we're dealing with possible chol instead of basar and chol, and therefore basar b'chol is not heter. You can't say not barnat if it's not heter. Okay, you can only say not barnat if it's heter, like basar b'chol, not basar b'chol. Okay. So that's why the Rambam is being machmir for such a shita. Maybe the machlokes has to do with how quickly things meet, whatever it is. Okay, that's a machlokes rishon. The Rambam says we should be machmir about if you wash the fleshig dish in a milchig pot. Okay, now, so the Rambam says, but you should know. So therefore, now that I just told you what the reason to be machmir is, the only reason, you only have to be machmir in a case where you're washing fleshig plate in the milchig pot. What happens if it was a parv pot? Okay, so there's no problem with bli is happening when I put the fleshig plate into there. There's no problem with bli is happening now. There's no milchigs there to join together with it. It's a parv pot. So and I put the milchig plate into there. So then that's fine. And then the truth is, I could then wash milchig dishes in there also in the same thing. Okay, I could then. I can use the same water to wash milchig dishes afterwards also. Because, again, when I put in the fleshig pot, what happened? I put the fleshig plate in, it was not burnt out. That water could be eaten with milk if you wanted to. So now if I put a milchig plate into there, it's also okay. The only problem was because the milchigs and fleshigs are there at the same time. If I did them separately, the Rambam said that would be okay. 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 Another thing is, the Rambam says, the only time we have to worry about this is when tam can actually transfer between the plate and the pot. But if tam can't transfer between the plate and the pot, then there's no problem. So, for example, he says if it's eini ben yomri, or if it's it's a klisheni. So then tam doesn't transfer. So if tam doesn't transfer again, we don't have a problem. Okay. So our chumra is in a very specific case, and that the case was a milchig pot and a fleshig plate, or out, or the other way around. So there, there's potential for the tam hitting each other, one hitting the other one, and then we'd have a problem of creating iser, in which case we won't have nar banan. Okay, now, then the machaber says what David said before him, which is, you want to see the screen again? Yeah. Okay, not all dramas on there. You can see the street, that's because my screen is only that big. So when I get to a certain point, I cut you out. Okay, okay. So now, then the Machab says something that the Rama obviously agrees to, and that is you can only be makel. This whole din, this thing of washing dishes, the tzad lahakel, is because it's of not barnat. So he says we can only be makel if the plates are clean. But if there's any food on them, if there's any shuman on them, if there's any flesh, actual fleshes on them, then I haven't answered your question. Then if there's any fleshes, any shuman on them, then it doesn't work because not by not only works for bleas. It doesn't work for the end. Okay, and so mistama. Now I'm talking about it, I'm realizing that the answer probably to David's question is why are you washing dishes is because you ate rice and potatoes. Maybe you need some fleshes on there. Okay, you didn't need any shuman, so it's a fleshig dish, but there's no more shuman left in it. Or, according to another case, like, let's say it's a tiny bit left, which is bottled, that would also be okay. But the point is, usually it's not bottled, but like, you had rice and potatoes, you had spaghetti. So you're washing your dishes, but the dishes, they're fleshig dishes, because before you ate meat in them, but there's no be'en left. Okay, so the Mechaber says, there's no not bar not in case of be'en, so therefore, you'll have to ask her. He says, "If Hari Shuman double behem, then oh, it's actually Ma'am Sama Knegin Amasha Shuman shall be a Kara, because if there's actual flesh exact onto there, then it would have to be built to Shishim. If it was just other foods, then you don't need Shishim. Just potatoes, then you don't have to worry about that." Okay, so that's the first part. That's the main part of this din about washing dishes. Okay, then the Mechaber says in Halacha Dalet. Oh, sorry. Machaber says halacha dalet like this. Yirali. He says something that's not coming from Rishonim. His own idea. That's why he starts with Yirali. Okay, it's not doesn't come from Rishonim. Shenasu efer b'mayim chamin shabiyera. If you put in efer, I'm going to tell you what that means in a second. You put in ashes into the water. Then I told you that if there's shuman dovak onto it, then there's a problem. Right? If it's the end, then we can't say not or not. He says, but that's only true if there's just plain water in there. But if there's afer in there, then it's nice tam with tam, and then tam will, then we don't have to worry about tam transferring, which is to say is, before I tell you the detail, which is to say is like this. In order for something to happen here, tam has to go from the fleshed plate into the milchig pot, or the other way around, or from the shuman into the milchig pot. Okay? But for tam that transfer through the water, that only happens if the water is plain water. If the tam will be nesh tam lefgam, if it will be pogum as it passes through, then tam won't transfer. We don't have to worry about it. So this is fleshig, this is milk. The fleshig tam becomes pogum as it transfers from the plate to the pot, and therefore we don't have to worry about it. Okay, that's what he's trying to say. Okay, so now it's just a little details like this. Okay, the first thing is he says if you put afer into the water. Okay, what's with afer? Why is anybody putting ashes into the water? Where they're washing dishes. Okay, what kind of kooky case did he come up with? And the answer is, it's a very real case. I'm going to bring you a slide that you for sure will remember, I'm sure, from the alcoholic beverages. And these are alcoholic beverages slides, you'll see the colors are different. Okay, and that is like this. This is fat. Okay, this is a fat molecule. On the left side, what you see on the left side, the purplish, is that's glycerin. And what you see on the right side, those are fatty acids. Okay, this is what every fat and oil has, that structure. Okay, that's what it looks like. It's glycerin on one side, and fatty acids attached, three fatty acids.
This
is a fat, okay? This is a fat. Oil. It is, yeah. Glycerin attached to fatty acids. That's what it is. That's what fat or oil, it's the same thing. Fat or oil is the same thing. They're all glycerin with fatty acid. Depending on the fatty acid, depends on which fat or oil you get. That's what makes the differences between them. But, I don't know, olive oil and animal fat have the same general structure. Okay, that's what fat looks like. Now, if you add to that a base, you add a base into that. In the picture, it's a sodium hydroxide, like lye, which is what we would do. Okay, but if you add a base into it, that's how you do it in modern days. If you add a base into it, what happens is it breaks it up. Okay, actually broke our din. It breaks up the fat, and the fat attack becomes the structure on the left, which becomes glycerin. It's not actually glycerin before, but it becomes glycerin, and the one on the right becomes soap. Okay, so that's what happens when you add. When you add a strong base to an oil or fat, you end up with
soap.
What?
What does that mean? It becomes soap.
That That's what soap is.
What's soap? I know what
you're
using it for.
That's what it is. Okay, so but the point is that molecule, soap molecule, has half of the soap molecule is attracted to water, half is attracted to oils, and so therefore it helps break them apart and get them as a surfactant. Okay.
Emulsifier.
Emulsifier helps things come. It's similar to that. Okay, so. No, it helps. It takes the oil and it helps it get diluted into the water. So it takes the grease that's stuck onto your plate.
That's why when you take a shower.
You're saying what it ends up being. The fatty acid ends up being an emulsifier.
No, it ends up being a soap. Okay, it's not a fatty acid, but now it's fatty acid attached to whatever, and it turns into a soap. Okay, a sodium salt of a fatty acid. Okay, we don't call it fatty acid, but now it's a sodium salt of a fatty acid, and then that functions as a soap. Okay, it's a surfactant. It helps remove greasy stuff from your food because it attaches to the oil and to the water and lifts them off. Okay. Anyhow, so the point is, you don't have to. Without knowing how it works, that's how you make soap. That's how they made soap 1,000 years ago, and that's how they make soap today. It's the exact same thing they make like that. Okay. Aether is burnt wood has not sodium hydroxide, it's potassium hydroxide. Okay, and it's a strong base. So if you put burnt ashes, if you're washing dishes and you put burnt ashes into there, what's going to happen is the burnt ashes are going to turn the oil, the grease that's left on your plate into soap, and it's going to clean off your dishes. Okay? So that's why they would put aether into the thing. That's why people put aether into their dishes. What a crazy case. He didn't get it from a case from Rishon. He made up the case. What would happen if someone has ashes in their thing? What happens if there's a shoe in your thing? I mean, no, they just put shoes in their dishwasher. But the point is, it was aether, because if you put aether, that's what makes your dishes clean. The aether doesn't make dishes clean. The aether combines with now we're talking about the science. The aether combines with the oil to create a fat, to create a soap, and the soap cleans off your dishes. Okay? So that's what the Mechaber is.
So
that cleans up itself. It's like it basically creates soap. Right, there's
its own fat. It becomes its own soap.
Amazing. Yes. Okay. So that's how it works. Okay. So I don't know if they understand. The science. The point was they made soap.
It's amazing.
Okay. So right, in case you want to, you have some leftover, burnt some wood in your backyard, you could stick it and stop using soap. You could just use it. Anyhow.
If you have some sodium hydroxide.
Well, toilet bowl cleaner. Yeah, toilet bowl cleaner is a lie. So if you want to put them, wash your dishes. That's true. That's also it's a lie. It's good. Now, if you notice, back to the Mechaber for a second, the Mechaber is like this. It says you put an aether in, and the Mechaber says this, you put it in koidem shehinichu hakderes b'secha. Okay? It says, if there was aether, meaning aether in the water, before you put the kaderes in, then don't worry about time transferring. Okay? So why does he say you put it in before? Okay? So there's a Mechaber and Achrayim about this point. Is there any
reason? This is first, and you already made
it. So I.
Why are you pegging the water? It looks the same way.
So the answer is like this. I'm coming to that. So some Achronim say is the reason is because if you put the dishes in first, and if you put the dirty dishes in, and the time transfers to the other one, what would it help to put the soap in later?
Oh, we'll be pegging the water.
So, well, who cares? The water's not what we want. You want to have the dish. The dish became transferring. So some Achronim say, so the, let's give you some names over here. The crazy, the Chavos Das says, because if you put the soap in afterwards, it's too late. Because the dish already became transferring. What does it help to put in soap afterwards? Okay? And that's what the Chavos Das says. The Chazanish goes like that. Okay? And you know Chazanish from a different place. The Chazanish says that's what goes on. And the crazy placey says, nah, what are you talking about? The same way that if you put this open afterwards, the Chacham just put the case up. That's how you normally wash dishes. He says, because when you put this open, now the soap will be nice time of God into the dish. The time from the nice time of God will also go into the dish. So just like the flesh should go into the dish, so too the soap will go into the dish. So this, you know this, I'm now going to remind you how you all know this, that until, I don't know, 75 years ago, 100 years ago, everybody always said, and older Rabbanim will still say, is that if you want to be poigim something, like you want to not be, wait to be in the minyan, you want to be poigim, all you do is put it, let's say you want to be poigim silverware. Put the silverware into water that's yatzeled, but let's open it. And as long as the water is yatz leather spike and this open it, the soap gets absorbed into the fork, and now you can touch the fork even though it's ben yoimai. It's ben yoimai. No, there's pogum inside. The bleed itself gum. That's a That's what everybody used to say, like the crazy place. That the pound, the soap gets absorbed into the fork, and now the fork is pogum. Like you say, that the fork is pogum now. Okay, Kemal Mechazinish, who essentially was saying what the Chavazah says, he says this, he says, wait a second, how do you know that the soap went in? If the dishes are together and the soapy water, the only way to kind of get from here to there is to pass through the soap. So it's going to pick up the pegima with it. But what, how do you know otherwise that pegima went in? Pegima is a, what we say blia is our chumra. Maybe the blia went in. Who says the blia went in?
If you put it, you know, to
kashering,
to
rice cream. So the chazan says, if you put it to a kashering temperature, then we say, look, the time for sure came out. If it gets reabsorbed, it'll get reabsorbed in the soap. That's, the chazan says, that's fine, you could do that. But the idea that you could just put it into a yatz and lettuce body is, that's what he's disagreeing with. And that's, it's a machad, that's why I'm here in this din, on this shayla, when the machad says, koidim shenichu, then the machad dafka koidim, which is what the Chavadah says, what the Chazanish would say. The Chazanish, I don't think, points to this then, but that's the Chazanish, it's coming from the Chavadah. And the crazy place, he says, not doctor, that's just the normal thing you would have done like that, but it would have worked just fine the other way around.
So you might
be catching
one and that's
fun. Why? Because
you don't have to wait 24 hours. You're trying to avoid the 24 hours.
But if you don't wait 24 hours, then...
But then that's not a different issue because you're not, you can.
It's not today's discussion. If it, why you're allowed to do that, but put that on the side. Assuming you want to be pagan, let's say you say you want to be, you're going to be pagan. Do you have to be pagan at Reuschen or do you have to be pagan at just Yatzeledes Pagan? According to Crazy Place, just do Yatzeledes Pagan. Again, old Rabbanim all said like that. Younger Rabbanim, okay, I'm maybe insult people, I tell them older or younger. Younger people all know the Chazanish. The Chazanish says, how do you know that the Bliya is going to go in? How do you know such a thing? Which is really the Chavis does. Okay. So that's why the Machaber says that you have to put it in before. Okay, now, within this Machaber who said this yearly, that there's this idea that if you put an Afer, then the time gets transferred. Okay, there's a whole to-do in the Achrayim. Lots of people have what to say about whether it's true or not. Okay, lots of people question whether putting Afer in is good enough to say that it prevents bleeds from happening. But if you look at it, you'll see that the people who are arguing about whether Afer is good enough to be pregnant. Whether is it true that putting an Afer will be nurse time of Gam? Is that Lamaisa that's giving nurse time of Gam? But come on, everybody that I saw is essentially saying is, if it was really Pogum, they're not arguing on the concept that if the thing is really Pogum, there shouldn't be a problem. They're just arguing is, will Afer be enough to make it say it's nurse time of Gam? Okay? Like, for example, he says, giving a Tzemach Tzedek, the earlier Tzemach Tzedek, about when you have real soap in there, or like more seriously horrible stuff, everyone's agreeing on the conception, which is, because the concept comes from Simkov Gimel, which is that if nice time of Gam, time can't transfer when it's pogum. So on the conceptually, they're agreeing. The question is whether the Afer, okay? So now,
who's
a whole bunch of people, the Taz, a whole bunch of people are arguing about whether what the Machaber says is this correct, whether Afer is that thing,
whether Afer could be
pogum, correct. But that there's such, conceptually, that such as if you had the right thing in there, they're all, I don't see people disagreeing with that. Again, that's a really different Kuf Gimel, that a nice time of Gam is not a problem. Okay, so just the details you see people arguing is about the Afer angle of it, is Afer what causes the problem. Okay, and
now
what's actually interesting was, which is right on come to, I'm going to be finishing soon, but actually I'm coming to is that what's really strange is that why didn't they just say it depends on how it tastes like? Why didn't somebody go taste it? Okay, and the truth is, this is going to be getting to us as we go on, and you may remember a famous picture, but as you go on, is that really, when you decide that something is, I put soap and I put X material in, and therefore it's pogum, you really have to taste it. You have to see really it is pogum. Okay? Once, like about 10 years ago, they had an aqua conference also in Toronto, and they spoke to, Rosh Miller did a question and answer there, and he made this point, not in this case, but the same idea, which was, if you want to say that soap in water is going to be pogum, he says, you're going to have to taste it. You have to figure it out. Okay? And you may remember, Rosham Zalman has a truth about that, about saying things are nifsal mechila. It's a variation, but the same general idea. He says, you assume things are nifsal mechila. He says, really? The Gemara has a shaila about merit lime shal chamar with a nifsal mechila. He says, everybody would have thought it's nifsal merchila, right? He said, but guess what? You won't know until you try it. Okay, so you know, so the Gemara says something. To all of us say, oh, of course it's nifsal merchila. Really? He says, I don't know. He says, I never tried it. I know he said that. He says, I never tried it, but the Gemara is not sure if it is. It's a shayla in the Gemara, whether it's nifsal merchila. So the point being is that you should be cautious in just saying, no matter what. Like, and that's going on in the Mechaber. The Mechaber said that Efer is pogum, and although I'm not so convinced that Efer is pogum. I'm saying it's not automatic. There's nothing that is pogum. Okay? And one last thing is, there's a shayla nachronim, a machlokes nachronim, whether this idea that you could be make something pogum, is that mutter to do it l'chatchila? Okay, is that allowed? Is the Mechaber saying it's mutter, or is he saying that it's only mutter b'diyev that it was done? Okay, the Tzemach Tzedek, again the earlier one, says that's also presumably as a type of a bitlis l'chatchila. Okay, no, so you're not going to make nothing to happen, but presumably it's a type of bitlis l'chatchila, which is to say is he be understanding that when we say ein bitlis l'chatchila doesn't just mean if something is 100 to 1 it's okay, don't do that because it's still you're getting the isra into your food. It means any way of getting isra closer to you. Here it's not a question of bitl, here it's a question of lufgam. So he's assuming that bitl l'chatchila includes making things lufgam or other ways to get tam into things. You know, other ways to get the treif into the kosher is what you're not supposed to do. Chazal weren't specific to shishim kind of thing. And Chacham Tzvi says that it's mutter, that it's okay, there's nothing wrong with making, so to speak, with causing lufgam to happen l'chatchila. The truth is we
still need to bit on the right. That's right.
Because you're saying after the pogum time will come in, and I'll still have to be about the baroy, so it's a type of bitl chatchila, because lamaisa you're being some okay, I didn't think about that. That's the way of saying it. Yes. You say, even nefsal lefgam, unless it's nefsal miachila, it needs to be about the baroy. The dogra pogum
come. In fact, it's not even time, it's only bitl.
So in the end, you're being samech habito. So aim vata l'chatchila. Lamaisa, you're being samech habito. You're saying, I know it's going to be about the baray. It's going to be mutter because it's going to be bottle. Not about the b'sheish, it's going to be about the baray.
Some of these, every
because that's why he's saying, well, you shouldn't do l'chatchila. You shouldn't do l'chatchila. What I'm saying is maybe they just, when Chazal asked aim vata, they meant all types of things.
Every kashering is also samech habito.
Every kashering.
Because it's
ain't a ben yomer, so it's lufgam, and then in the end,
that's
the
book. Okay. The Shach said, right,
that
my
master
is
a chatkil,
he says, oh,
you go with
the
ain't a ben
yomer. Wait, what do you mean?
He's
still coming
home
to
bittle. Okay, it's an interesting question. Okay, I'm not sure. Okay, and now the truth is, I have to just say something. I just told you two extremes. I would have thought there would be in between over here. That's what I would have thought. No, but I would have thought the in between is like this. The issue to do. The cause of pegima is when you start with iser. Like, let's say you go to a treif hotel and you're kashering the hotel. So you say there, don't be samech on pegima because you have iser. Don't you be vatal iser? But in this case, you're not being vatal iser. You're just preventing iser. It's basar and chol. They're both kosher. You're just preventing iser. So the soap is standing in the way of basar and chol mixing together. I didn't say no, but it's not the same when you're just standing and you're putting the soap in between. You're saying, don't let the soap, don't let the meat. That's a different angle. I'm not trying to do it. Maybe the machlokes is doing in kavanas. I'm not trying to be involved in anything. I'm trying to prevent an issue from happening as opposed to when I do with a head. Okay, it's not me yet. The machlokes is such a machlokes. So, Rish Hashem, in the next, Rish Hashem, three times, we're going to do next time about washing dishes, how we, this holds to do with washing dishes in the same thing. Then dishwashers, and then commercial dishwashers.